Radio for Belgium's international community, this is The Bulletin. So, Canal Centre Pompidou is closed for a month between the first and the second series of Swiss artist John M. Armleder's It Never Ends. And so they're filling the gap with a radio and podcast programme in which selected guests have been given carte blanche to discuss topics that combine politics, art, culture and society. Studio K runs until at least the 7th of February, possibly beyond. We're going to hear now from Yann Châtaignier, who is one of the curators at Canal.
Well, Studio K was born out of our conversations with Canal's artistic team and artists and thinkers, activists, since the first time we've been isolated and last winter, when we had to postpone John Armleder's exhibition and to work from home, we discovered the crucial importance of being together, the essential dimension of being together in the same space as artists and their works, and the necessity to share actually physical and bodily experiences, collective communal experiences, to give a meaning to what we do and to art in a way to have a sort of perspective on what it means to do what we do as cultural producers.
And how does Studio K then help you achieve that?
The first project was not to create a new media. The first general idea was to find a way to gather, to be together, to connect artists, cultural agents, collectives invested on the field and the audience. We discovered that we had to postpone the exhibition, and that by postponing the exhibition, we had to have the exhibition during winter time. And perhaps you know, but Canal is not a museum. It's a former garage, and you know, you have broken windows, you have wind in the space. It's extremely cold during winter time. And we had, for economical reason, but also for ecological reason, we had to close the exhibition for a month at least in the middle of John's project. And during this intermission, we were thinking of what to do, how to address the current crisis, how to be useful for the community. And knowing step by step that it will be impossible to be together in the same space, we had the idea that our sort of symposium or our collective gathering would take place online. And we wanted to use a specific format that has an history in artistic and political practices. And we decided to use the one of the radio and to create an online radio for a month that would play during the regular exhibition hours, but would replace the physical experience of the space by a sonic experiment.
Okay. And is Canal actually... It's completely closed right now, or it is? Okay.
Yeah, we closed the exhibition for, perhaps you know, but you know, It Never Ends is an ongoing project. It's a sort of process-based curatorial project by an artist, and the show is constantly changing. And we decided the exhibition would have two different parts. And we had to close the exhibition for uninstalling a large part of the exhibition and reinstalling the new version of the exhibition be presented from February 4th. So the radio project takes place in between this interlude and will also be playing during the opening weekend of the second part of the exhibition. So when the audience will come for the opening, there won't be any official opening. But when we will open the exhibition from February 4th to February 7th, the studio will play live in the exhibition.
Okay. All right. So it was always the plan that Canal Center would be closed between the two parts of the exhibition? Okay.
Yeah, that's why one of the slogans of the project is the institution is closed. You are welcome to Studio K.
Okay. What is your role at Studio K?
I am one of the curators of the radio program that has been devised collectively by a certain amount of people. But my role is more the one of an engineer or architect in this project, because what we wanted to do is mainly to create a tool that could be used by others. The first others will be a series of collectives, structures and individuals, artists, curators, activists, who are invited to program specific series within the whole project with a total freedom, editorial freedom. So we offer more than half of the program to persons we invite in our project to affirm the necessity of this idea that an institution today in the 21st century must be one of hospitality, of conviviality, of cooperation.
So the guests that will be interviewed on Studio K and that will be presenting series, how were they chosen?
We've been listing a series of issues or subject matters that an institution in the 21st century should address, should confront, that are the ones of ecology, the one of cultural diversity, the one of gender and sexuality, the one of decolonization, etc., of transparency, of social engagement of the artists and the institutions. And we are a very small team at Canal, and we don't think at the moment that we have the legitimacy to confront issues that some other people in Brussels have been addressing since many years, who are experts and specialists, who are incarnating this question in their own actions and bodies and thinking. So we invited them in relation with these issues.
Okay.
To create a sort of, I don't know, a diversity of points of view that don't necessarily agree on everything, and to whom we delegate the possibility to create their own space within our radio room.
So these won't necessarily be interviews with these people. You will actually give them kind of, you will put them in charge of presenting their own show.
Exactly.
Okay.
They are not part of an editorial committee. They really have a total autonomy. We have our own programs that we decide collectively with the team at Canal. But the carte blanche that we gave to SIVA Architecture Center, to Xeno, an ecofeminist collective, to Florent Delval, an art curator and writer, to Magali Alter, who is a performer and a musician and activist, et cetera, is really the idea that we offer them a space of freedom within the institution.
Okay. And I see that the program is being carried out in different languages, depending on the guest, including English and French and Dutch. Was that a specific choice to be multilingual, or did you just think, well, we really want this guest and they speak French, and we really want this guest and they speak English? Did it kind of just turn out that way?
No, actually, it's a very practical choice. We work in different languages on a daily basis, and we just wanted to that the project would reflect our own daily, experience of multiculturality and language diversity. So there will be a series in French, series in French and English, series in English, and series in English and Dutch.
So some series are in two languages.
Yes, depending on the persons who are invited to speak.
Okay.
I would say that project is starting today, and it's going to be evolving for the next weeks, and perhaps we hope the next month as well. Hopefully the show and the radio program will go on until the end of the exhibition and perhaps beyond. And this diversity will also increase during the evolution of the project. We are creating a sort of platform that we would be happy that people could use. We have, for an example, a series of participative shows that are one that is called Dream, Dream, Rêve, which means dream in the three languages that we mainly speak at Canal. And we invite the audience to send us a sound file when one describes the museum of his or her dream, a sort of idea of an utopian art space or a possibility for what a museum could be in the future. And this will be played in original language, any language. It could be, French, Chinese, or Hungarian. It's really the idea to reflect, the linguistic constellations that are spoken in Brussels. That is fascinating.
Okay. And Studio K is a 4-week project because that was the sort of period of the interim. So is it not related to the lockdown? Or it is related to the lockdown, but would Studio K have existed without Corona?
We've been thinking of having different extensions of the museum in the form of, for an example, a journal that is accompanying the exhibition. And radio has been in our minds for many months, but the lockdown was the moment when it appeared as a necessity, because we were thinking that we really had to confront our own impossibility to be in touch with the community. And we decided to reorganize the whole live programs of Canal in relation with this new situation. And it led us to the creation, in the emergency of the situation, of this radio program. I can precise that the discursive dimension of the program is only one part of the program, but another very important one is one dedicated to artistic practices and radio art, audio creations, specific productions that have been conceived by artists, musicians, poets, performers, writers, filmmakers for our radio program. So it's a radio of, of words, of sounds that address, on one hand, the question how to think together or to think collectively, and on the other hand, how to create and connect despite the current situation. The idea is to try to ask ourselves the question, how to think, how to act in this situation, what to do and how to do it, in a world that is more and more confronted to social division, political confrontation, isolation, loneliness, precarity, fear, a feeling of anxiety towards the future. And this radio program is a way to, yeah, just to stay together and see that there are many things that can be done, despite the fact that in the mainstream medias, there is a very few proposals for going out of this situation and act collectively to change a situation that we disagree with.
Studio K, the new online art radio project from Canal Centre Pompidou. You can listen to it now at canal with a K.brussels.